Welcome to the Celeb News Ride Home for Friday, December 27th, 2019. I'm your host, Kate Raft. Did you miss me? I took 3 days off and I thought, oh, you know what? Nothing's gonna happen. Celebrities, they're all home for the holidays and there's not gonna be any crazy headlines or anything. Oh my God, I was so wrong. Celebs are wilding out during the holidays this year and we have so much to catch up on. Truly, the holidays bring out everyone's worst selves, and celebs are no exception, my friends. Truly, they are no exception. Today's topics: Kevin Spacey might be a murderer, Miley and Liam are officially divorced, someone stole Lana Del Rey's mementos, Channing Tatum is on Raya now, and everyone hates cats. Everyone hates cats, including James Corden, who's one of the stars of Cats. Here's what you missed today in the world of celebrity news. Hey, just a quick heads up, everyone. This next topic is about sexual assault, suicide, and Kevin Spacey. It's not Christmas if Kevin Spacey doesn't release a truly bone-chilling and completely unhinged video of himself as his character from House of Cards, Frank Underwood, right? I don't know if you remember, but last year on Christmas Eve, he released one of these videos where he kind of hinted at his sexual assault allegations as his character, Frank Underwood. Well, he's done it again this year. One year after the last video came out. I'm just going to play you the beginning of the clip right here.
You didn't really think I was going to miss the opportunity to wish you a Merry Christmas, did you? It's been a pretty good year, and I'm grateful to have my health back. And in light of...
Okay, I won't play the whole thing for you, but what's up with him talking about his health? Was he sick or something this year? Yeah, it's pretty unclear what he's referring to when it comes to his health. I did a quick Google and no one seems to really know, but maybe he was secretly sick or something. Anyway, CNN summed up the bizarre Christmas Eve video, which is uploaded to YouTube, and it's called KTWK, Killing Them With Kindness, is what that stands for. Anyway, CNN wrote, quote, Kevin Spacey has released a second House of Cards-inspired holiday video featuring himself in front of a fireplace talking about being under attack. His message follows last year's Christmas Eve address, which saw Spacey seemingly defending himself against sexual misconduct allegations. The three-minute video racked up 4.5 million views in 24 hours. This year's message, posted by the actor again, has him slipping into the voice of his former Netflix character Frank Underwood while speaking to the camera. End quote. The creepiest and scariest part of the video is definitely at the end. You know what? I'll play that for you right now.
You can go on the attack, but you can also hold your fire and do the unexpected. You can kill them with kindness.
Anyway, yeah, that's the video. It's terrifying. He's like poking a fire. He's sitting in front of a fireplace and like stoking a fire throughout the whole thing. Terrifying. Truly scary. Killing them with kindness. I don't know. Is that a threat or something? I don't know. It's bone chilling, especially considering a man who accused him of sexual assault died by suicide the following day after the video was posted. The accuser's name was Ari Ben. He was a Norwegian author. A family spokesperson for Ari Ben, Geir Hakonsund, said in a statement, quote, It is with great sadness in our hearts that we, the very closest relatives of Ari Ben, must announce that he took his own life today. We ask for respect for our privacy in the time to come, end quote. The wildest part of all of this is that Ari Ben's death isn't exactly an isolated incident. And I say that because he's not the only one of Kevin Spacey's victims, accusers, or whistleblowers to die. Variety covered this, writing, quote, Ben is the third Kevin Spacey accuser to die this year, following whistleblower Linda Culkin and the anonymous massage therapist who accused Spacey of sexual assault in an October 2016 session, end quote. Obviously, a lot of people were drawing a line between Kevin Spacey and these really alarming deaths. Twitter user at Patrick Blanchfield wrote, quote, Big shout out to everyone else who would absolutely say we we need to talk about Kevin Spacey maybe murdering people, but is concerned about maybe getting murdered by Kevin Spacey. Just saying, if this were a Kevin Spacey movie, you'd be alone in a dark library reviewing these headlines in a microfilm station, and then Kevin Spacey would appear from behind and just fucking kill you. Just saying. Then that Twitter user posted screenshots of headlines that read, quote, Kevin Spacey accuser found dead after being struck by a vehicle, and massage therapist who accused Kevin Spacey of groping dies, and Kevin Spacey says kill them with kindness in another Christmas Eve video, and lastly the headline about Kevin Spacey accuser Ari Ben dying. Twitter user at fussy baby bitch wrote, quote, remember when Kevin Spacey had his accuser killed on Christmas? Like, he released a video about it and everything. I know that was like today, but I've started processing / digesting this stuff in like minutes. It's so out in the open now, end quote. They followed it up with another tweet that just said plainly, Kevin Spacey, please don't have me killed. Okay, one last tweet. This is from stand-up comedian Tim J. Dillon, who wrote, quote, Kevin Spacey was cozy with the political establishment. It's entirely possible / bordering on probable that people with an interest in him not seeing justice are ensuring that by getting rid of his accusers. He wasn't a garden variety sex criminal. He was / is probably an asset, end quote. The Mary Sue wrote about the endless discourse on Kevin Spacey conspiracy theories, saying, quote, it's also important to consider that the experience of being sexually assaulted can have serious mental health repercussions, not to mention the kind of negative attention that can come with accusing a well-known person of misconduct. But the instant memification and conspiracy theory ramp up is unsurprising in the year 2019, the year of Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, and a general feeling of the elite buying their way out of repercussions for their actions, end quote. Whatever is true, this whole thing is incredibly dark, incredibly sad, totally, totally messed up, and even if I'm being charitable and taking everything at face value, Kevin Spacey is at the very least a truly incomprehensibly weird and messed up dude. Well, it looks like Santa Claus finally brought Miley Cyrus the gift she really wanted this year, a legally finalized divorce from Liam Hemsworth. A source apparently spoke to People.com and said, quote, Miley is relieved that she and Liam reached an agreement when it comes to the divorce. She just wants to move on, end quote. I just imagine Miley Cyrus in her Christmas pajamas that are like covered in pot leaves, screaming and waking up Tish and Billy Ray at like 6 a.m. and she's running down the stairs and she's trying to see what's under that Christmas tree to see what Santa got her. She pushes over her brother Trace and he face plants into their fish tank full of blowfish, but Miley doesn't care. She's focused. She grabs that present from Santa under the tree. She rips open the wrapping paper. Inside is a gleaming legal document, her finalized divorce. Miley victoriously cuts the paper in a bunch of little rectangles and turns the whole thing into a pack of joints, and then she chain smokes them in one sitting. Meanwhile, Cody Simpson's just like watching in the background, gripping the arm of his chair really tightly. Sorry, I got carried away there. That's just what I think happened on Christmas morning for Miley Cyrus. But hey, I dare someone to prove me wrong. Prove me wrong! Also, someone should check on the blowfish. The insider who spoke to People also confirmed that Cody and Miley are actually still together despite some of the news last week that they might have broken up. The source said, quote, they had a wonderful Christmas day with her family. They plan on celebrating New Year's together as well. They are also talking about an Australia trip next year. Miley seems very happy, end quote. Okay then, I'll take your word for it, source. Thank you so much, source.
Thank you. It's already December, oh my god, and I'm extremely about holiday spirit this year. Holiday spirit is a big part of my personality right now, but also it's just a crazy busy time. Like, stress is just seeping out of all of our pores, right? And we've all got long lists of things to do for the holidays. If life insurance is one of the things way down on your list, Policy Genius might be able to help you cross it off. Policy Genius will help you find the right life insurance at the best price, and they do all the work to help get you covered. Policy Genius makes finding the right life insurance a total breeze. In minutes, you can compare quotes from the top insurers to find your best price. You could also save $1,500 or more a year by using Policy Genius to compare life insurance policies. I actually did fill out the thing and I got a quote from Policy Genius, and it was super, super easy. It took me like no time to figure out. I love a clean and simple website design, and they totally delivered. And Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. They can also help you find the right home and auto insurance or disability insurance. So if you need life insurance but aren't sure where to start, why not start at policygenius.com? It only takes a few minutes to find the right life insurance policy, apply, and cross another thing off your to-do list. Policy Genius, when it comes to life insurance, it's nice to get it right.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, so Lana Del Rey got her mementos stolen. And before I get into the story, I just want to say, hey, if you're listening to this and you're the person who stole Lana Del Rey's mementos, shame on you. No one should ever steal even one memento, let alone Lana Del Rey's multiple mementos, plural, okay? All right, if you didn't know, Lana Del Rey posted a Notes app screenshot on her Twitter that read, quote, "Hoping everyone had a great holiday. Wanted to make a quick announcement. This week, family mementos, including my sister's entire retrospective, were taken. I'd love to encourage whoever took it to please consider sending any of the scans of her previous work back to us for a no questions asked reward. The work we lost can't be reproduced and exists nowhere but where it was. Thanks so much, Lana." End quote. Okay, so this post about stolen mementos is very, very vague, but I did a quick Google search and I learned that Lana Del Rey's sister is a photographer who goes by the name Chuck Grant. Her work is pretty cool. She's photographed a lot of celebrities, including Lana, but also Charlie XCX, Grimes, Juno Temple, Lola Kirk, etc., etc. She's like a cool celebrity photographer. And it is too bad that someone was like, oh, hey, I'm going to steal this entire retrospective. I mean, that's not cool. Listen, I hope Lana Del Rey and her family get the mementos back. Hopefully Lana Del Rey's cop boyfriend can help her and her family get to the bottom of this. Maybe he knows like a memento detective or something. But hey, if you're listening to this, I want you to hold on to your mementos tightly. You just never know when a memento thief is going to come and take them away forever. Thoughts and prayers. Channing Tatum is on Raya news. Well, Channing Tatum is on Raya. Raya, as you surely know, is an exclusive dating app, mostly just for celebrities and influencers. And as you also surely know, Channing Tatum is newly single after breaking up with singer Jessie J in November. RIP. So yeah, Channing Tatum is on the dating app Raya. And if you're on Raya and you're listening to this, now is your chance. You got to fire up that app, swipe until you get a date with Channing Tatum. According to Us Weekly, his profile reads, quote, "And yes, I used to be a stripper. Sorry." End quote. I love that. I wish I could read the full profile. Whoever leaked that one line needs to leak the rest of Channing Tatum's dating profile. But let's talk about this. Okay, so he says, "And yes, I used to be a stripper. Sorry. I love it. I mean, can you imagine going on a dating app and seeing Channing Tatum and not knowing that he used to be a male stripper? I mean, what kind of enormous desexualized rock must you have to live under to not know that Channing Tatum, Magic Mike himself, was a stripper? Also, I do take issue with this because he says sorry. He's like, I used to be a stripper, sorry. Don't be sorry, babe. You're doing amazing, Channing. And your stripper past is probably the most interesting and best thing about you. So, you know, just own it. Own it. Okay, so we all know the movie Cats is a major, major flop. I mean, Universal actually pulled the movie from their For Your Consideration like awards campaigns, which is very, very funny. And yeah, I regrettably and shamefully still haven't seen the movie, but I do love Cats discourse. I'm here for all the Cats discourse. Of course, you know, I haven't seen the film, but I know it's going to be my favorite movie of the year just because it sounds super weird from all these terrible reviews. And that's just my jam. I like weird, bad movies, okay? I have terrible taste. Just, you know, what are you going to do? Sue me? Anyway, James Corden, one of the stars of the movie Cats, apparently hasn't even seen the film. He went on Zoe Ball's Radio 2 show and said, quote, "I haven't seen it. I've heard it's terrible," end quote. Oh my God. I love this. Just like blatantly admitting he hasn't seen the movie. James Corden is a talk show host and he can't even pretend that his movie is any good. I love it. It's great. It's great. Also, randomly, Evan Rachel Wood is making headlines because she tweeted about hating Cats. Evan, who's not in the movie, actually did watch it, unlike James Corden. And she posted this tweet. It's now deleted. But apparently after watching the movie, she said, quote, "Hashtag Cats is actually worse than I thought it would be, and I already thought it would be horrible. But I am actually speechless. Why would you change the choreography? I am speechless. It's not the cast's fault. It's maybe the worst thing I've ever seen, ever," end quote. Thank you so much to Oh No They Didn't for preserving this deleted tweet for the public record. And thank you to the movie Cats for being a movie that's so weird and bad that you've broken everyone's brains and lost so much money. Thank you so much for tuning in to Celeb News Ride Home. I've been Kate Raft. You can follow me. I'm at Kate Raft on everything. And hey, follow the show too. We are at Celeb Ride Home on Twitter and Instagram. DM us any tips or thoughts or feelings or just anything if you want to chat. I'm here for you, babe. I'm here. So anyway, that's our show. I sat in 7-hour traffic yesterday because apparently California decided to experiment with being really cold and snowy. So they shut down one of the freeways and then I was just like on the only freeway in California, slowly aging and pounding back energy drinks. So yeah, I am going to be taking it easy this weekend. Probably going to binge the new season of You, but I will be back on Monday with a brand new show for you fine, fine folks. Thank you so much to Ride Home Media and my co-producer and engineer, Jack Allison. Happy holidays, everyone. I love you so, so much. Fun fact, if you listen to this show, you're one of the best people of all time. And in fact, you are a celebrity. Anyone who listens to Celeb News Ride Home becomes a celebrity. That's just how it works. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and I'll see you Monday. Bye.